Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Kaufelt, and today's episode is on formulas for musculoskeletal discomfort. This episode is based on an original article written by Mark Frost and has been updated and is read by licensed acupuncturist Janet Borges. Janet Borges graduated from the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco in 2002 and maintains a thriving private practice in Richmond, Virginia. She's also been a consultant for Meiwei Herbs for over 20 years and serves on national and state boards for the advancement of the East Asian medicine profession.
Hello, this is Janet Borges. Today we are presenting another article that was written by Professor Mark W. Frost, who is the Herbal Medicine Department Chair at the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco, California. Professor Frost has been practicing for over 30 years and has authored numerous articles on Chinese herbal medicine as well as presenting at many TCM conferences. As we know, pain is one of the most prevalent reasons that patients seek care with a TCM practitioner, and so we will be discussing three of our favorite TCM herbal formulas for musculoskeletal conditions, which most of us treat all day and every day. Today, in TCM practice within the United States, chronic and acute musculoskeletal complaints comprise a large percentage of patients that we treat, and much of the acclaim and acceptance of acupuncture as a treatment modality is the result of our positive clinical outcomes in this area. When diagnosed correctly, inclusive of diagnostic and historical information derived from orthopedic tests, MRIs, X-rays, etc., acupuncture can be a very effective modality for pain reduction and a patient's return to more functional movement. With the addition of herbal prescriptions to enhance the healing process, this provides an even more restorative treatment strategy to relieve muscle, tissue, and joint discomfort. As with all clinical treatment, syndrome pattern differentiation is essential. With musculoskeletal complaints, we need to discern whether the primary cause originates from muscle or connective tissue, inclusive of tendons and ligaments, since they are all treated differently. From a TCM perspective, treating connective tissue involves the opening and circulating of the channels and collaterals to eliminate wind, cold, heat, dryness, or damp, while muscle tissue generally requires the additional treatment principle of moving the blood. The first formula is Du Huo Ji Sheng Tong, also known as Solitary Hermit Tea Pills. This formula is also available in an extract powder, or you can have it made with your custom modifications in our herbal dispensary. The original source for this herbal prescription is Sun Simao's Prescriptions Worth 1,000 Pieces of Gold for Emergencies, which was compiled during the Tang Dynasty. This well-loved formula treats Bi Zhong, or painful obstruction syndrome, due to the accumulation of wind, cold, and damp with underlying liver and kidney weakness and qi and blood deficiency. The etiology of this condition can either be the result of prolonged environmental exposure to wind, cold, and damp, which obstructs the qi and blood circulation, and then possibly leads to Zhang Fu organ deficiencies, or also from underlying liver and kidney deficiency that allows the wind, cold, and damp to obstruct the channels and collaterals. In either case, this prescription treats a mixed picture of exterior excess with underlying deficiency, which is what we most commonly see in clinic for chronic B syndrome conditions. Even though Du Huo Ji Sheng Tong was originally developed to primarily treat the lower back and lower extremities, it is equally effective in treating neck, shoulder, and upper extremity obstructions. It's essential to note that 8 of the herbs in the prescription are tonifying herbs from the qi, blood, yang, and warming the interior categories, So the clinical picture for this formula is essentially one of interior deficiency. As such, Duho Jishangtong is particularly suited for patients with chronic B syndrome that comes and goes or that reemerges in the late fall and winter or is exacerbated by acute exposure to wind, cold, and damp. Since the actions of this formula are primarily tonifying, its ability to eliminate wind, cold, and dampness symptoms can be significantly enhanced by combining this prescription with Guanjie Yanwan, which is the next formula that we will discuss. For patients who fit this clinical presentation, the prescription can be taken long-term, even when they are not experiencing wind, cold, damp B symptoms. The T-pill dosage is 8 to 10 pills 3 times per day. For extract powder administration, the dosage is 3 grams 3 times per day, with modifications to both dosage recommendations depending on such factors as the weight and age of the patient. Duho Jishangtong is contraindicated during pregnancy, in the early stages of a cold or flu, and during acute infection. Use with caution in excess conditions, yin deficiency heat, and phlegm and damp stagnation. Our next formula is Guanjie Yanwan, also known as joint obstruction tea pills. This is a modern patent medicine prescription that is formulated to treat damp HEB syndrome, primarily affecting the joints of the lower extremities. Although half of the prescription is comprised of warming herbs, the overall effect of the formula is actually cooling. Due to the presence of significant dampness within this clinical picture, warm, mobilizing herbs are particularly helpful, as dampness is fundamentally a yin pathogen. Songju, Haitong Pi, Guizhi, Wuju Yu, Du Ho, and fresh ginger root function to eliminate dampness while simultaneously working to warm, open, and allow circulation within the channels and collaterals. Two bland, bitter, and cold dampness-clearing herbs, Yi Yi Ren and Han Fan Ji, make up 34% of the prescription, while the four cool and dampness-draining herbs of Huai Nu Shi, Qin Jiao, Xiang Jia Pi, and Huang Qin assist to clear heat and reduce dampness and swelling. Guanjie Yanwan is a strong prescription to eliminate swelling and achiness associated with damp heat B. Appropriate for both acute and chronic clinical pictures, the primary effect of the formula is actually one of eliminating excess. For the treatment of mixed excess and deficiency patterns, Guanjie Yanwan can initially be administered alone. Once significant progress is made to eliminate the excess presence of damp heat, continued use of the formula should be in combination with tonic formulas selected to address the underlying etiology of the patient's condition. Guanjie Yanwan is contraindicated in pregnancy and during the early acute stages of infection or colds and flu. The recommended dosage is 8 pills 3 times daily. In severe cases or in the initial phase of treatment, the dosage can be increased to 12 pills 3 times per day, adjusting, of course, for your patient's condition, age, and weight. Next, we have Tianqi Duzhong Wan. This is also a modern prescription and was specifically formulated to treat acute or chronic low backache, which is one of the most common complaints seen in clinical practice. In addition, there are other applications for this prescription that are not often listed in contemporary TCM literature, such as repetitive motion injuries or muscular weakness, etc. As we noted earlier, when treating musculoskeletal complaints, it's essential to determine whether it is originating from connective tissue or muscle tissue. This differentiation is important as the herbs used for treatment of wind, cold, or damp B syndrome are best for warming, opening, and resolving channel blockage, while the addition of blood vitalizing herbs is required when treating muscles. The prescription includes Tianqi, Duzhong, Rogui, and Ruxiang. Comprising 54% of the prescription, these herbs are included to move the blood and dispel blood stasis in the muscles of the low back. According to TCM theory, subacute and chronic muscle ache is referred to as qi and blood stagnation due to qi and blood deficiency. Accordingly, Ren Shen, Du Zhong, and Sangji Sheng are found in the formula to nourish qi, blood, and yang in order to eliminate stagnation by way of tonifying the underlying deficiencies. The spicy warmth of Du Huo dispels wind, cold, and dampness, relieves obstruction, and functions as a guiding herb to the low back. Finally, we have Wuweizi, which tonifies the kidneys, secures the essence, generates fluids, and strengthens the low back. Tianqi Du Zhongwan is also effective for treating muscle ache and spasm anywhere in the body. This prescription is an excellent complement to acupuncture treatment and can be used to treat a wide variety of sports injuries where muscle ache is the primary complaint. Finally, for those patients with more significant qi and blood deficiency, Tianqi Du Zhongwan can be combined with other qi and blood tonic formulas. Because of the herbs in this formula that strongly move blood, this formula is contraindicated for patients with bleeding disorders or with pregnancy. Also, it is to be used with caution during menstrual bleeding or for those on anticoagulant therapy. The dosage is 10 pills 2 to 4 times per day. From a TCM perspective, even though acute and chronic musculoskeletal complaints differ widely in origin and severity, it is important to remember that treatment most always involves not only resolving discomfort, but also treating the underlying deficiencies of qi and blood, yin or yang, along with blood stagnation and accumulation of dampness from internal or external influences. TCM herbal formulations, alongside the combination of Eastern and Western diagnostic principles, and of course acupuncture, will greatly enhance your patient's ability to return to the activities that they enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode on formulas for musculoskeletal discomfort. If you would like to read the original article today's episode was based on, you can find it linked in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In our upcoming episode, Dr. Sky Sturgeon will be discussing wind and cold damp B. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.